Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, there was a retreat preacher who was asked by a parish priest to come and preach in his parish, especially to the men. And when he was preaching, he was taking the main theme about Joseph as the perfect obedience to God. And when he was talking about Joseph, there was a man who got up and stopped him and said, "You know, Joseph was able to do everything, and Joseph was doing the will of God because he was a saint, and his wife was sinless, and his son was the Son of God. So I cannot be like Joseph, because I am not a saint and my wife is not sinful and my son is not the Son of God. So I have so many problems in my life. So I cannot be like Saint Joseph." Then the retreat preacher stopped him and said, "Do you think that Saint Joseph didn't have any problem in his life?" And did you, or before you married your wife, was she pregnant? Or before you know her, was she pregnant? Or before, you know, you came to understand about your son, was he missing for 3 days? And, you know, was it really Saint Joseph didn't have any problem in his life? Saint Joseph had a lot of problems, and he was able to overcome all those problems because of his strong faith in God, his perfect obedience to God's command. Even though he faced a lot of problems, he ran away taking the child in the middle of the night to the deserted place. So everything he was able to do because he had a strong faith in Jesus. So that's what today's gospel reading speaks about, his obedience and his faith in God. You know, there is only one thing that was spoken about Saint Joseph. He was a righteous man. That is the only thing that we find in the gospel about Joseph. And Joseph never spoke, if you read the scripture, he never spoke anything. Even Mary spoke to the angel. Angel appeared to Mary directly, face to face. Mary was able to speak to the angel, but Joseph was not given that chance. God spoke to him, or the angel of the Lord spoke to him through the dreams. And he could believe that. Even God spoke to him through the dreams, he could believe that, and he was able to recognize the will of God for him. And that's why when angel said, "Joseph, don't be afraid to take your wife Mary, take Mary as your wife." So Saint Joseph believed that, and he accepted his wife even though she was pregnant before he knew her. And that's why the prophecy Matthew puts, you know, the angel speaking to Joseph. The prophecy from the Old Testament. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. So this prophecy actually was given, as we have heard in the first reading, to Achaz in the 8th century BC. So Achaz was a king when the kingdom was divided into two. So he was the king of Judah. And at that time, there were other petty kingdoms like Syria. So those small petty kingdoms came together to fight against Assyria. Assyria was the, you know, a strong and powerful kingdom at the time. So these petty kingdoms wanted Achaz, the king of Judah, also to join them to go against Assyria. So at the time, Achaz was not convinced and he said no. And because of that, these small kingdoms, they wanted to take a war against Achaz, Judah. So he had no other way to seek help from, you know, Assyria. So he wanted to please the king of Assyria. And what he did was really, you know, went against the will of God. He allowed pagan temple inside Judah and the cult, pagan cult inside the chosen people. And by which he wanted to, you know, please the king of Assyria, that he may get support from Assyria to go against these petty kingdoms who were together to come and capture him. That time, the word of God came through the prophet Isaiah to King Achaz. So God spoke to him and said, "Believe in God. The God is with you. Nobody will win over you because God will go before you and protect you." But Achaz was not convinced of the word of God that he received. So God said, "Ask for a sign if you want." But Achaz said, "No, I will not. I will not tempt the Lord. I will not ask for a sign." Then God himself came forward and said, "I myself will give you a sign. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall name him Emmanuel." The promise of God was fulfilled, you know, according to the context of King Achaz. His wife, Abia, was childless at the time. And it was the promise of the Lord that God will give him a child. And at that time, Hezekiah was given him as a child. And Hezekiah was a great reformer. And he cast out all kinds of pagan cult. And he destroyed all the pagan temples. And he once again brought the promise of the Lord back among the people of Israel. So Matthew takes that prophecy from the Old Testament, from the book of Isaiah, and he says, this is the last promise that was given by God the Yahweh. A virgin and the, what do we call, the son. Virgin and the son is being fulfilled by coming of our blessed Lord. So he takes that prophecy and tells, the last prophecy was given by God Yahweh to the people of Israel is been fulfilled now after 700 years of Achaz. So Jesus was that promised Messiah. And it was possible for Jesus to be fulfilling the prophecy in the Old Testament just because through the obedience of Mother Mary and through the obedience of Joseph. So it is through the line of what we call Joseph, or as a son, since he came forward to, you know, adopt Jesus as his son, Jesus enters into the genealogy of David, because Joseph was the son of David. So it is through Joseph's obedience, it is through Joseph's acceptance that Jesus became the line in the David kingdom. And the prophecy, what was spoken, was fulfilled through the acceptance of Joseph. That's why, you know, even a man who was blind sitting at the street begging, he called out Jesus, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." So all these prophecy, what was spoken, the Old Testament and New Testament, came to be fulfilled by the perfect obedience of Joseph. And it is through him God brought Jesus into this world. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Saint Joseph, as I said, is the perfect example for every one of us, especially, you know, for those parents or the men who are leading the family. So those who lack patience, Saint Joseph is the very good example to pray through. So he was so patient, and he was so, you know, he lived a simple life. So it is Joseph's perfect obedience and his acceptance, you know, we have Christ the Savior among us. So let us take the example today of Joseph, as he was obedient to God. We also need to be obedient to receive the blessings of God. And we need to be patient, especially in those difficult situations when we are put to take a right decision. So we need to be patient. As the angel said, "Your wife Mary is conceived by the Holy Spirit, so take her to home." Dear brothers and sisters, you know, angel spoke to Saint Joseph three times in dreams. First time, as we have heard in today's gospel, "Don't be afraid, Joseph, to take Mary as your wife." This is the first time that God spoke to him through his dream. And the second time, he told Joseph to take the mother and the child to run away to the deserted place to save the child. And third, he spoke to him, the angel spoke to him, to bring the child and the mother back to Galilee. So in all these occasions, as I said, even though it was a dream, he perfectly believed in God. So same way, if we put our trust and faith in God, we also can become like Joseph. We can be a saint. We can be a sinless. Even if there are problems, we can overcome it easily like Saint Joseph. So let us pray for that grace during this Mass. Amen.